Now another breed of the account holder or customer is non-resident Indians, which is popularly called as NRI. Now my first question here is, who is a non-resident Indian? We know who is a resident. Then who is a non-resident? A person who is a resident outside India, who is a citizen of India. And any Indian citizen who is residing outside the India for the purpose of employment, studies, business, vocation, beyond 182 days in a calendar year, then he is called as a non-resident Indian. Any person of Indian origin or Indian person who goes abroad, stays there for 182 and above days, where he went for studies, business, or vocation, or employment, then that person is called as a non-resident Indian. Individuals who are posted in United Nations organization or officially deputed abroad by the government of India, a public sector undertaking, then also he can be stated as NRI. Then, Indian national who may be mariners and working on oil rigs for oil exploration or the foreign registered airlines, such a persons are also eligible to open non-resident account with the bank. Having understood the NRI, now person of Indian origin, what is this person of Indian origin? RBI defines a person of Indian origin, that is PIO, popularly called as PIO. He is a person of resident outside India who is citizen of any country other than Bangladesh, Pakistan, or such other country as may be specified by the Indian government and satisfy the conditions, such as who was a citizen of India by virtue of Constitution of India or the Citizenship Act 1955. He can be who belongs to a territory that become a part of India after the 15th day of August 1947, that is after India and Pakistan becomes divided. Person of Indian origin is a who is a child. He may be a child or grandchild or great-grandchild of a citizen of India, of a person who is referred in the clause A or B above, that just now we have seen. Person of Indian origin can be a spouse of foreign origin of a citizen of India, foreign origin of spouse of the foreign origin of a citizen of India, or a spouse of the foreign origin of a person who is referred earlier, ABC, he can be a person resident in India. Overseas citizen of India card holder should also be personal resident outside India. OCI card holders, overseas citizen of India card holder, they can also be a person resident outside India. Such a persons are eligible to open NRI account with the bank. When we referred as OCI, now let us see what is OCI. OCI is nothing but overseas citizen of India. Overseas citizen of India. The Citizenship Amendment Bill was passed in 2003 defines the overseas citizen of India as a person who being a foreign national, who being currently a foreign national of India origin and was eligible to become citizen of India. Number one, that is prior to, that is as on 26-1-1950, or was a citizen of India on or at a time after 26-1-1950. These dates are nothing but, these are the Republic Day dates. Republic Day. Our Republic Day is 26 January, right? And the first date, it is passed on 1950. Or the person who you consider to be an OCI belongs to the territory that becomes the part of India after 15-8-1947, that is day on which India celebrates its independence, 15th August, right? Minor children of such a person are also eligible for OCI, Overseas Citizen of India. However, if the applicant had ever been citizen of Pakistan and Bangladesh, he, she will not be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India. So, Overseas Citizen of India card holder will be considered as an NRI, and they are eligible to open NRI account if the resident, they are resident outside India. Alternatively, an Overseas Citizen of India can open all types of accounts allowed by the resident customers. Now, another breed is foreigners, or you can call it as a foreign nationals. Foreigners are the citizen of another country who are not in Indian descent. For them, it was permitted earlier QA22 account. This QA22 account was maintained by foreigners who are residing and working in India, and they are permitted to open the account after seeking and getting the necessary permission. With the introduction of the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999, the account opened by the foreign national who are resident in India are treated as a resident account only, and the QA22 account nomenclature has been gone. So such accounts are as per with the other resident as rupee account. So they are permitted to open rupee account only. Tourist account. Other persons like foreign tourists during their short visit to India can open a non-resident ordinary account, that is called NRO account. And the account can be credited with the funds which are remitted from outside India through the banking channel or by sale of the foreign exchange brought by him in person into India, and the tourist can freely make a local payment by debit to this NRO account. The balances in non-resident ordinary account may be paid to the account holder at the time of his departure from India, provided the account has been maintained for a period not exceeding 6 months. The maximum period permitted for the foreign national to open rupee account as NRO account, maximum period is 6 months, and the account has not been credited with any local payments other than interest which is accrued on the funds which are lying in the NRO account. Now coming down to understand the trustees. Who are the trustees? According to the Indian Trust Act 1882, the trust is nothing but an obligation. Trust is nothing but it is an obligation annexed to the ownership of the property, which is arising out of the confidence reposed in and accepted by the owner or declared acceptable by him for the benefit of another or another and the owner. So, the person who reposes the confidence is called as author of the trust. Trustee is the person in whom the confidence is reposed. Confidence is reposed. And the person for whose benefit the trust is formed is called as the beneficiary. Okay. So, trust is usually formed by means of a document which is called as a trust deed. While opening the account in the names of the person, in that capacity, as a trustee, the banker should take some precautions. Now, these precautions consist of, number one, banker should thoroughly examine the trust deed, appointing the applicants as the trustee. And the trust deed contains the names of the trustees, power vested in them, and administering the trust property and other terms and conditions. In case of two or more trustees, the banker should ask for the clear instruction regarding the person or person who shall operate the account. If one or more of the trustee dies or retires, the authority vested in him depends on the provision of the trust deed. This has to be defined in trust deed. Insolvency of the trustee does not affect the trust property, and the creditor of the trustee cannot recover their claim from such a property. Therefore, bankers are required to take all the precautions and the safeguards. The interest of the beneficiary of the trust, failing of which he shall be liable to compensate for a fraud or any fraud or any part that is withdrawn from the account of the trustee. The trustee may borrow the money from the banker, and he can also pledge, mortgage the trust property only if the trust deed specifically confirms such a power on them. Banker should therefore grant a loan to the trustees after thorough examination of the trust deed and borrowing power as given in the trust deed to the trustee. If a trustee becomes a lunatic, the operation of the trust account will be suspended until a new trustee is appointed by the court as per the trust deed. It must be noted that the funds in the trust account cannot be used for liquidating the debt which are standing in the name of trustee. Now, next, executor and administrators, they are also permitted to open the accounts. Now, the executor and administrators, who are they? They are the persons who has been appointed to conduct the affairs of the person after his death. Executor and administrators. These are the person appointed to conduct the affairs of the persons after his death. Right? So when a person known as a testator, person known as a testator, appoints another person for this purpose, through will, he is known as an executor. He is known as executor. And if the will of the testator does not maintain the name of executor, or if the person appointed as an executor dies or refuses to act, the court appoints the person for the purpose which is known as administrator. Administrator, right? Therefore, banker should take some precaution while opening, dealing with the executor and administrator's account. On the death of the customer, the banker must stop the payment from his account, and the executor should be permitted to operate the account of the deceased after he has obtained the probate from the court. Probate means order from the court. And the administrator is authorized to operate the account after securing the letter of administration. Now, in case of two or more persons are appointed as a executor or administrator, they shall have joint interest in the estate of deceased. Then the person died, and if administrator or executor, two are appointed, but they should have the joint interest in the estate of the deceased, the person who has died. This interest is not capable of division. One or more executor may draw a check on the account, but a letter of authority signed by all of them stating the name and names of the person who will be operating the account has to be taken by the banker. Banker should be very cautious in conducting the account of executor administrator so that they will prevent them from misappropriating the funds of the deceased. Therefore, the banker should not permit transfer of funds from estate account to the personal account of the executor. In case of death of one of the executor or administrator, the check which is issued on such an account should not be dishonored, even if he is one of the two or more joint signatories. Because on the death of one executor or administrator, his powers are vested in the surviving executor or administrator. A new letter of administration is to be secured from the court. Banker cannot exercise his right of set-off against the credit balances which are lying in the executor's personal account in respect of debit balance in account of the deceased. If the executor requires an overdraft or a loan before he obtains the probate in order to make some important payments, the banker usually advances such a loan on the personal security of the executor so that he can recover the same in case of the probate is not granted and the executors are made jointly and individually liable for such loans. Now, customer's attorney, which is also called as a power of attorney, account can be opened with a specific power of attorney for opening the account. So it is called as a customer's attorney or power of attorney. The customer may appoint an attorney to the deal with his bank account. A power of attorney is a general notice and an authority for this purpose. It is different from ordinary mandate authorizing the person to operate the account. It is totally different than that. Okay. Now, the power of attorney may be either special power of attorney or general power of attorney. In special power of attorney, person so authorized get powers with regard to certain matters only, that is special power of attorney. For example, sale or purchase of the property. Only that much he can do, not beyond that. And in case of general power of attorney, the grantor of such a power of attorney, the other person generally to act as his on his behalf in all the matter concerning with his business. While opening the account with the power of attorney, the banker should take certain minimum precautions. Number one, the POA, that is power of attorney, should be duly stamped, registered with the register of document, attested by the notary public, and the banker must retain an attested copy on his own record. So obtain the attested power of attorney and keep it on record. The power of attorney must be in force at the time of opening the account. And the power of attorney may be granted for a specific period or for a particular purpose also. Banker should ensure that such a specific period has not expired or the specific purpose is not fulfilled at the time of opening the account. And the period for which the authority has been granted must be noted at the top of the account so that the account does not constitute or continue beyond such period. That is the precaution. Banker also should note that the terms of the power of attorney, which are likely to be a concern to him at any time in future. Banker should find out what specific power have been granted, entrusted by the principal to the attorney. That is to open the account, to draw and endorse the check, to overdraw the account. If the power of attorney to overdraw the account is given, this should be specifically recorded. And the person presenting the power of attorney for an account opening must be identified and his address is noted. The account opening form should be signed by the principal and she should attest the signature of the attorney. If power of attorney authorizes the attorney to open the bank account, bank may open an account on his request. Confirmation from the principal must be obtained before actually operation of the account is allowed. Right? So banker should ensure that the power of attorney does not contain any condition on the concurrent which it would be unenforceable. Therefore, according to the section 201 of the Indian Contract Act, the agency is terminated in the following cases. If the principal revokes his authority or power of attorney, if the agent renounces the business of the agency, and if the business of the agency is completed and the principal or agent dies, becomes insolvent or unsound mind, then the power of attorney is terminated. It must be noted that the death, insolvency, insanity of the principal revokes the authority which is vested in the agent. Having understood that power of attorney, now let us consider the another type of account, that is Hindu Undivided Family, HUF. Hindu Undivided Family. This type of accounts is also permitted. The Hindu Undivided Family, under the Hindu law, and is made up of all living individuals who shares a common ancestors, as well as the wives and daughters of those individuals. They are staying together, they are coming together. And according to the section of the Income Tax Act 1961, for the assessment purpose, under this Hindu Undivided Family Act, the Hindu Undivided Family is considered as a person. Hindu Undivided Family is concerned as a person. This HUF, or Hindu Undivided Family, is independent tax filing entity with its own permanent account number, that is PAN. And HUF is made up of Karta. HUF is made up of Karta, who is often the oldest person of the family or head of the family and the other of the other family member. HUF is a legal entity and is unique for Hindus. It has perpetual succession in companies, but it does not require any registration. And the members of the family are called as a co-personers. Co-personers. Head of the family is a karta, and member of family are called as a co-persons. Co-personers. Some points for while opening the HUF account can be noted here as that the HUF business is managed by Karta, who is the head of family. Family must have minimum 2 co-partners in order to be considered as an HUF. 2 male members. Right? Daughters are permitted to be a joint HUF as a co-partner. In 2005, Hindu Succession Act 1956 was amended to include and announce the daughters. Otherwise, till then, only males were considered as a co-partners and not the daughters. Some states in India, like Kerala, which does not recognize as a HUF. Therefore, in their state, the Kerala state legislature abolished in 1975 with the Joint Family System Abolition Act. So just like an individual trading account, HUF Karta can trade and invest in the stock, commodities, currency market, on the name of HUF, and the trading in the demat account can also be opened. Banker should observe certain precautions while opening the HUF account, which consists of that the account should be opened in the name of family business or in the name of Karta. HUF account can be opened by the bank account in a private or nationalized public sector bank. HUF can either be a savings account or a current account. They can also open the demat account also and also the public provident fund account. Bank account so opened, HUF must obtain the PAN card in the name of HUF. There should be a PAN card, not on the name of Karta, but PAN card should be in the name of HUF name. So no person other than the Karta and other co-partners of the family members can be a signatory partner while opening the bank account. And the account should be operated by the Karta or some authorized members. While determining the security of the family and its property for the purpose of borrowing, the acquired property or personally owned property should not be taken into account by the bank. Another type of account is sole proprietorship account. This is called sole proprietorship account. When a firm is owned, sole proprietorship means when a firm is owned and controlled by a single person, it is known as a sole proprietary concern. And the owner of such a firm may open an account in his own name or in any name other than the proprietor, that is ABC Associates. This account may also be operated by an agent. That is proprietorship account, proprietorship concern. Now, another one is a partnership firm. Partnership firm. Indian Partnership Act 1932 defines the partnership as the relation between the persons, relations between the persons who have agreed to share their profit of the business carried on by all or any one of them acting for all is called partnership firm. The partnership firm is thus established by an agreement amongst the partners, and this agreement may be oral or written, and the object of continuing the partnership firm must be number one, to carry on the business which may be conducted by all the partners or by any of them on behalf of the rest, and to share the profit of such a business amongst themselves. So, the partnership deed is an important document which contains the details of the agreement which is reached between the partners. And Indian Partnership Act 1932 lays down the general provision which governs the partnership business.